You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
And welcome to What's Cooking in 321. Hi, Steph. Look at Steph's just coming through the door. I'm sure she had a Mr. and Mrs. Toad's wild ride on the way to the studio today, because I'm telling you, people are just moving to our area. I don't think it's snowbirds. I don't know what it is, but let me tell you what. Traffic's bad in the Brevard.
Horrible.
Traffic is bad
in the
321.
They don't know how to drive. What is happening?
It's like being in New York. What do you think of the new digs here in the studio here?
Loving
and
it.
WWBC has, they have made the place look oh so beautiful for us. We've got new chairs, and I might just throw one of these out. We've got somebody doing a new website and Facebook page for us. My kid.
Yeah.
She's 19 now. She says, is there anything I can do? I go, you know what? You guys are smarter than me on all this media. Let's put it together. Come on.
There
Why am
go.
I paying somebody to do
utilize
it?
Utilize them,
Haley,
right?
Get on there and do it.
Utilize
so
them, as she
utilize
says.
Them. That's right. Utilize them. She's known that kid her whole life, and it's time, yeah. And she wants to do it. So you know what? And the young people are smart about this. It's weird to me what they're smart about and what they're not. Yes, because I have a 10-year-old and 19-year-old.
Life choices, we still have to do that.
That's right. Exactly.
Social media, all them, all day long.
So welcome back.
Thank you.
You have been where? And this is Steph, you guys. It's What's Cooking in the 321 with Kim and Steph. And Steph has been, Steph's been swimming. She has. She has been swimming with the dolphins.
That is true.
Bring us up to date, though. Where you been?
Miami, Naples, Fort Lauderdale. I've been popping all over
all
the state.
All business? All get a little pleasure in?
Yeah, the pleasure was
swimming with the dolphins.
Which is
very cool.
Yes.
For those who haven't done that, Discover Cove, and I have to tell you, I haven't done it in years and years. I know it's probably really changed. Can't wait to go, because I know you gave me an invite on that.
Yes.
I'm going.
Yeah.
I'm swimming with the dolphins.
It literally is like you feel like you're on an island escape getaway and you're right in the middle of the city. The only thing that ruins it, you hear the airplanes every so often. But hey, you know what? It's okay. But
was the water clean?
The water is absolutely clean.
Okay.
It's so refreshing. They do such a great job. You're fed around the clock. There's snacks. There's drinks.
Yeah. And I mean, like I said, it's been, my gosh, 15 years probably since I've,
you'll be mind blown of how much they changed it.
Haley was about 5.
The cabanas, the chairs, everything feels like you're in this exotic oasis.
That's cool.
And you don't even realize you're
that
in Orlando.
That is very cool.
It's very cool.
Now, was it overcrowded though?
Never. It's never overcrowded.
Okay.
And I've been there at capacity and it still wasn't crowded.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I know my kids, they want to do all the parks again. And I just said, you guys, I hate waiting in these lines. Hate it. It's not even fun for me anymore.
No, it's not. And really, our season is like, we need to go in the winter.
Yeah.
You know, outside of December.
But
and
the
otherwise,
kids,
it's golden. Yeah.
Lex is getting ripped off because my other children, we had the season passes. Because they were affordable. I can remember they were like $165 for the whole year.
It was.
Now they're like $1,600.
It was $250 for Disney for all the parks.
Yeah,
and
all
park
the parks.
Proper for a Florida resident.
Yeah.
Now to just get the weekday, limited hours in parks and blackout dates, it's $600.
Yeah, because
it's
even
crazy.
With our military
that is
thing.
Crazy.
It is crazy.
Insane. And the original pass that we would get for that is now $2,000.
It's crazy, crazy. So that's what I mean. My little one's absolutely getting ripped off because my other kids, we went there at least once a month.
Yeah.
And we stayed on the hotel road, you know, and stayed in one of the Disney hotels, which is now Disney Springs, which I miss Pleasure Island.
Yes.
I missed Pleasure Island. But she's not going because I'm not paying these rates. Even military,
a burger,
you know,
a basic burger and a drink, you're spending $30 every
day. It's not even good.
$30. No.
It's not even good.
$30. $30. Every time we've got something, $30.
$30.
I was like, holy crap. And we're eating crap.
That's like when I had a Porsche, every time it would break, even if it was my car seat lever or something, $1,400. That'll be $1,400.
It's like they just have a number.
Yeah,
and
so $30. Right. See, my thing in my little cafe is $3. Everything's $3. $3.
$3.
$3.
Isn't SeaWorld still affordable, though?
So let me tell you what.
Absolutely.
SeaWorld is affordable to get in, but I'm going to tell you, my kids went on four things all day. We waited in lines all day long. Mm-hmm. All day. So, and then what was worse is it was raining off and on. So we'd wait in a line, get all the way to the front, and then they'd close it.
During the recent hurricane, we were playing and we had a blast. It was wide open.
It was
so, like, it was great. There was no humans there. We were just living in ponchos. We were
no
so
humans.
Head to toe.
She doesn't like humans very often.
It was great. We loved it. Well, no, because I live here. I'm a local. I don't
so
like the crowds.
So how long have you been back?
I don't like the crowds either.
Been back for what?
A week? You've been back a week, 2 weeks?
I just got back. Yesterday. I was in New Smyrna. I'm like,
welcome to What's Cooking in the 321.
Yeah.
That's
so,
right.
I just got back yesterday. I was in New Smyrna. Then I was in Naples, Miami, Fort Lauderdale. Yeah, I've been all over.
So are doing automation or the other?
Both.
Can we push the tell them what else you do?
So Truffle Systems is our automation company that aligns with your food and beverage sectors, as well as your hotels, resorts, and your event arenas, stadiums, et cetera.
And we're automating America. That's basically what Steph does, is she puts automation in because, you know, the colleges opened on Monday the 12th. Yep. Kids were back in school all over the place. And, you know, employees' problems are the worst we have. So we're getting rid of their jobs and we're automating.
Yeah, we're simplifying the last 3 feet of the business transaction, because that's where owners are held at the mercy of their employees. Because if they're not there to facilitate those transactions,
it is. It's terrible.
They don't make money.
Right.
And so that's why we took a step further and created these systems to put in place, so no longer our operators are pigeonholed by their employees.
Right.
And we can personalize those, so you're still kind of getting that mom and pop feel. But still, I mean, at a certain point, I know human-human interaction, you can't replace that.
Right.
But if I can at least create more time for you to be a voice and be waving and saying hello to people
right.
and not have to worry about conducting that transaction.
No, I'm with you.
It's a trade.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing. It's just, but it takes time for people to adapt,
evolve.
Phones
are ringing off the hook.
I know. And implement it. It takes time for change, but you have to be apt to change if you want to survive in this economy.
So, and above and beyond that, she also does something totally on another spectrum.
I do a whole nother industry. I am in the automotive, marine, and aeronautics industry.
That's so cool.
A special clear coat called Icon Rock Clear. So we have detailed
shops. We need to have a show about that.
Yeah,
we would love to.
So we have a brand new shop that's going to be state-of-the-art, that's going to be coming to open here about mid-September. It will be a piece for anyone to walk in and see. It's going to
be cool.
Quite spectacular. And I was, in addition, I was working in Naples to get our shop up and running there. It's
also
a state-of-the-art facility. So we have
5
more coming. So we're super pumped.
But you'll always have time for us here. What's cooking in the 321?
I will come in here with my hair on fire and still
That's
make
right.
it on time,
That's
you know?
Right. You know, and everybody jot down this number, 321-305-9906. The phones are, they're already ching-chiming here while we're on the air so far. Probably because I made somebody mad last week.
Oh, what'd you do this time?
Well, it's sort of a long story. So let's just talk about, and then we're going to talk restaurants today because, you know, we like to dine out.
And I do have some exciting news about restaurants
in
our county,
too. Tune in. And just so everybody, because I got so many messages saying I didn't say what we were, like WWBC, Coco, FM 100.7, 1510 AM, 94.7, 99.7. There you have them all, you guys. So if you're getting a bad signal, there you have them all. More than probably 10 people said I don't say who and where and what long enough, because I don't do that whole Danny. I think a lot of people that come in the studio, I think do like at the half hour mark, do this little taped thing of that, don't they? Is that something that happens?
Most of the programs are like a half-hour program.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, you guys? We're live. We're unscripted. We're saying it. We're
some
saying
are live.
It. Yeah.
And
some
you
are
can
recorded.
Also go to our link and go back and listen.
That's
too.
Right. You so. Can listen right. on yeah. demand always.
I have the link saved.
WWBC.
You can go to WWBC.com and you can hit the on-demand button.
That's right.
And you can listen live there, or you can go to the archive section and get it there.
Yeah,
for,
you can put
any
Tuesday
day
in there and listen to the silliness, then the words we make up and the things we talk about, because we are totally unscripted and live, which brings me to last week.
Yes.
I was talking about, last week I got to do, and I know you've been on the other end of this, I got invited to go to Cisco.
Okay.
Riviera.
Riviera, yep.
And sit in their test kitchen, not being a chef this day. I was being cooked to by their chef.
Oh.
Okay. So being on the other side of the counter was cool because they were cooking all kinds of things for me, showing me all the new innovative stuff that's coming out. And I'm here to tell you, if people think things are being cooked in restaurants, not very often. Here to tell you that. Automation is happening all over the place. Okay, so
in more ways than one.
In more ways than one, yes. So, and we can get into this because I want to educate our listeners to how restaurants really, really are. It's why you don't see big time chefs anymore because, oh, they don't need them because we just need assemblers now. We're assembling what some, and I'm not saying the food's bad. People think, oh, you see a Cisco truck or a Cheney truck or, you know, what is it?
CBI,
PFG
now.
Gordon Foods, all of them. That doesn't mean the food's bad.
No.
It means because some of these chefs, like one of my favorites is Joseph's Pasta. Joseph's Pasta started out, I believe, in Cocoa, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know. This guy might have been making that homemade pasta in his garage, but it was great. Great pasta. I'm talking like black truffle, sachetti.
Yes.
And awesome. Better than most pastas anywhere. Okay, well, now you can buy that.
Yep.
You can make it. That's right. It's homemade pasta. Not made by us. Not made in our restaurant. And that brings me to, so last week I'm talking about, we had somebody on and we were talking delis. She was from Deli Town in Detroit. We were talking real corned beef, real delicatessens. You know, on the 3-2-1, you see so many people, how come we don't have a deli? How come we don't have this? Well, you know what? Nobody wants to pay $22 for a sandwich here. But now it is $22 for a sandwich, a garbage sandwich. So we might as well finally put that deli in, pay that $25 now for a sandwich and get a great sandwich. And you know what? They're always big. They're overstuffed. You can have a half of later.
Yeah,
so really,
absolutely.
It's half the price. Split it with a friend, whatever. It's half the calories if you split it with a friend.
There you go.
But so we were talking delis. So I talk about a place here in town. I won't say their name again today because I absolutely got jammed right after the show, which is always good because I said, oh, you were listening to my show. She goes, no. But others
right,
called
hit
and
your
told
mute
me.
Button so you can tell me.
No. I said, so now everybody's going to listen then because they want to see if I'm going to say something about them this week. Okay. So I'm polite. I don't ever trash a restaurant. And I wasn't trashing the restaurant last week. All I was saying is, at the gun show, which is this weekend, we put out a great Reuben sandwich. Real corned beef. I don't make it. It's National Deli. Okay. Sliced thin. And, oh, one second. So, and then we put it on St. Armand's Marble Rye. Great product from Orlando. This deli that says they're the best, when I went in there, told me it was homemade bread. I went, great. And then I got it, and I went, homemade from St. Armand's? Because I know I carry the same product.
Yeah.
Now the server's going to fight with me. I go, I assure you, if I went in there, we're going to see St. Armand's bread because it's the same product I use. So they were a little angry that I put that secret out there.
Okay.
So my feeling is, I'll tell everybody where I got it. It doesn't mean it's a bad product.
No.
It means we've shopped it. We think we've got what's the best.
You've sourced, you've tried.
We've sourced.
Problem is what people, there's a lot of falsification in the restaurant industry, and that's the frustrating point. I mean, you and I have sat down in length about me explaining the different boxes and what it means to you and what you're buying and what's in the box. You know, that's the million-dollar question is what's in the box? What am I serving?
And there's one thing that's good about getting it already done. It's consistent.
Yep.
You know, do you guys think that, like, I don't know, and you've been in the back of all the houses.
Yes.
I haven't been in the back, but I've been in the back of many.
Mm-hmm.
Olive Garden.
Yep. Yep.
Think they're cooking anything back there?
Hardly at all.
They're opening a bag.
They're assembling salads.
Hello, they're
opening
a bag.
And yep, and that's why it's so cheap too at a certain point.
But you can go to anyone in all the United States and they taste the same. Consistency. Yep. When a chef is cooking something, it might not be the same the next time they make it.
Yep.
I don't care. I mean, at some point you stop looking at that recipe and you just keep throwing things in there. It's not consistent. So when people say, oh, well, it's hit and miss. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's not. Well, you know what? Then find a great product. Open the bag so it's always consistent.
Exactly.
I'd rather that. Now, we all know my favorite place is Scott's on 5th.
Yes.
He's still doing it in a skillet.
He's still doing
one
it.
At a
yep.
time.
Yep.
One at a time. You might even have to wait a little bit, but you're waiting for good.
Mm-hmm.
That day is very few and far between, though.
Well, the lot of the products that they call them innovative products that are coming down the pipeline, they are a clean label, sustainably sourced. You know, they
yes.
actually come with all the names and buzzwords you want and you can trust because they're actually all regulated and certified. So that gives you a huge peace of mind because that's becoming few and far between
Correct.
As well.
Yes.
And then with those products, they're as good as if you were to do it your own. But they still need to be built according to the way you want to serve it. So it still becomes yours, quote unquote.
People still think, though, oh, if I see that Sysco truck out there, it's not made.
It's all perception. Regardless,
right.
groceries have to get to
yes,
your restaurants.
Exactly.
And they're coming on a Benny Keith, a U.S. Foods, a Cheney Brothers, PFG,
mm-hmm.
or a U.S. Foods,
and
a Sysco
PFG
truck.
PFG just got bought.
Yes.
Right. Cheney,
no, PFG bought Cheney Brothers.
Bought Cheney, yeah. So that's
yes,
an interesting.
Cheney will no longer be.
That is a very
eventually.
Interesting. Was that what you were going to tell us?
No, I have other news.
So before that big news, tune in. We're going to have some big news here today. That what's cooking in the 321 FYI. So with that being said, I'm sitting at this test kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm there because, you know, we're opening the burger place. We want the best burger, keeping it under $8, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, because we're in a college.
I know. I'm eager to hear this feedback here.
But so what I wanted to do is really go in, just take the raw burger, or even, I'm not opposed to looking at one that's cooked, but, we want to make our own. But all the same, I'll look. Okay, give me 15 raw burgers.
Mm-hmm.
Cook them the same, and then let me taste a bite of each one.
Mm-hmm.
Let me narrow it down, okay?
Yeah.
And then let me taste them, too, maybe in a burger with just, like, the must-catch
pickup.
Let
me try good, better,
yeah.
best, and then tell me my cost.
So instead, they were being innovative, and they're bringing me one with a whatever aioli, and this one with this, and this one. And I'm like, stop. Just stop. I just want to taste the burger.
Yep.
When I'm done with that, I want to taste buns, different buns.
Yep.
And you don't have to do the whole innovative thing on me because
no.
we are going to put it together the way we want to put it together. And we're doing it just like White Castle.
Sounds like you're a consultant to facilitate that too correctly.
So we got it straight today, though. I said,
okay.
That was all great what you did, you know, giving us all these great ideas and doing all this, but I'm not using any of them.
Nope.
Because we're just want a great burger.
Yep.
Where's your favorite burger?
Burger Place.
Burger Place downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Beef is good. Buns good.
Yes.
Ingredients are good.
They do fresh bake their buns.
So, yeah.
And
it's
owned
a
by
great
French
bun.
Couple.
It is great.
Yeah. JP and Kareen, they're amazing.
Yes, they are.
They brine their own fries. They really they really hold their
it
products
is.
High. And they,
so
they,
I think you're right. I think that is one of the better burgers. However, if I take, because I'm eating out with six people.
Mm-hmm.
It's pricey.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little on the pricey side. You pay, but I tell you what, it's not as pricey as going into
you're getting high quality products
another place,
yeah.
right?
They get Kennebec potatoes. They're salt brining them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of hand and
so
care
if they
going
got
through
fresh
that
jalapeno, I would be happiness.
So
that's the only thing they give me pickled jalapeno.
Mm.
I hate vinegar on my burgers or on my pizza. So if you're listening, we love you, Burger Place, and I agree with you.
Just bring your jalapeno in. Again.
I do, because
bring,
I like jalapeno
bring in your
on my burgers.
Pepper. I'm sure they'll slice it for
listen,
you.
I take my jalapeno a lot of places, okay? Because
yeah.
I don't like pickled jalapeno, but I do like jalapeno. At home, I put it on everything.
Yeah, they're some of the original. They're the OGs of burgers around here.
So where
one of the few.
Do you like Five Guys?
No.
No?
No.
So
it's so greasy.
It's soggy?
Yeah, it's so
soggy
greasy.
And greasy. Okay. I think the meat tastes very good.
Yeah.
The French fries, so people either love or hate, because the one thing about a fresh fry, we do a fresh fry. You cannot take a fry, you cannot take a potato, cut it, throw it in the fryer, and ever expect it to get crisp. You can keep it in that fryer forever. It has to truly be blanched at a low heat,
mm-hmm.
Okay. And then frozen for a few minutes.
It needs to be brined, yeah.
And then thrown in the fryer if you ever want
to
get
you
a crisp on it.
You have to cure it. They don't realize
exactly.
It'll destroy the potato.
So
or
people
you'll end up
don't
with a black
know
potato.
That. There's a FYI for the day. This is going to be a show of information on food today.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
There's a process of everything, and that's why you're seeing, you know, products that are expedited to come to the operator. And a lot of that also is because of the customers of our clients or the people out there. It's food fats. You don't think celiac and all these different food trends, I would say, because there's food trends and there's true allergies that are happening right now. And that's causing a lot of controversy in kitchens because people are getting sick because cross-contamination. You think you can bake buns in a place and actually offer a gluten-free product? Absolutely not.
And if you're truly celiac, there's a lot of people don't want gluten. Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
Celiac, you almost need to stay home, really.
You do.
Because we cannot deflour our place.
No.
We just can't.
Unfortunately, there is a person
we open
who,
a hot dog, a bag of hot dogs. There, it's in the air.
In Disney Springs, it's there's a woman who passed away.
Yes,
I
saw that.
Because she was given the wrong dish, and she's hyper allergic, and I forget what even her allergy was.
And you
was.
Know where it was? And it was in the Irish restaurant.
Was it? Okay.
It was in the Irish restaurant. It's like, hello, you have celiac disease. Stay out of the restaurant.
And if you
want
to try
in
to
the
sue,
air.
Like, that's unfair. Fair.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, but there's stipulations, and there was an argument about how actually in your ticket, when you sign up and get your ticket,
I saw that.
There's a disclaimer releasing you, releasing Disney of anything that happens with food allergies or something happens because you are putting yourself at risk. You should. It's almost like a non-delay. Like, you should release that because it is unfair that, you know, you are putting yourselves in the environment and they shouldn't have to be accountable for that because otherwise they wouldn't exist.
So here's the new one with college kids. You know, it used to be vegan, this. Now, no processed anything. No, they're coming up and asking, and I'm like, listen, just stay home.
Yeah.
Just bring your lunch. No MGOs. No this. It's like everything. Everything.
It is dang near impossible to get
it
anything
is.
And everything sourced and actually be able to make a profit and sustain as a business and a business owner. It's just people don't realize that comes with such added cost.
Well, I'd love to know how Sysco makes that lovely, lovely, really good guacamole.
Oh, yeah.
Southwestern guacamole. Let me tell you, I can't make it that good. See, that's what I'm saying. I tasted a few things. I can't make it that good.
No,
so what the heck? Why shouldn't I just
awesome.
Buy it and not? It'll be consistent. I don't have to buy all the stuff. It's cheaper.
Well, but see, you're one of the honest operators. You
yes,
know, you know,
and I'm going to tell you, too.
I put food together and it's on the menu. It's not saying fresh homemade baked buns or fresh, you know, squash avocados. Like, just be transparent on what you're purchasing, what you're serving, and then you're not sending a mixed message to
your operators. So that's what I'm saying,
because
I got reamed, literally, for saying it was St. Armand's bread. Why not just say, wow, we get it from the bakery in, you know, St. Armand's Bakery in Orlando, because they make great bread.
So
it's
you could do one of two things. They can either agree and say, yes, you're right. I think it's a great product. Or, hey, actually, you know what? That's false information. Why don't you come and let's do a film real quick of us making our bread?
Yeah.
And we'd love to put that out on social media.
There you go. You heard it
That's
here.
That's how you handle it. That's how you provide
and, you
a
know,
solution with these
even
controversial
I can
issues.
Tell you, Dave at the Monkey Bar uses St. Armand's bread, too. Because
it's
great,
great
bread.
Stuff.
It's
yeah.
a great bread. So I'm not embarrassed to say that we use somebody else's product or we do whatever. I do try to still put my take on things. Like, sometimes I'll even take two products and put them together. Like, even taco meat. You know, I'm throwing two things that I like together to make my own little spin on it and things like that. But, yeah, it's okay. You know, there used to be in every restaurant a – was it a 309 or 409? I'm thinking sprays here to clean 409. I think it's a – Florida Statute 309, 409, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But it used to have to actually be on the counter in every restaurant.
Yeah.
And what that actually said was the very first page is, if you say it's fresh, you better have squozed that orange juice like within the hour. I don't know what time frame anymore.
There's a lot of stipulations that come with any handling with
seafood,
juices,
produce. So we can't say that it's something it's not.
Produce. Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Like the people with fish. Now, you're a fisherman. You know, you used to go into a restaurant and they would say it was some kind of fish when we all knew it wasn't really sea bass. It was something else.
Yeah, you can't. No, that got shut down because there was companies that actually were putting the wrong thing in the box and just claiming it as something else.
I can't believe that.
Yes, yeah.
That is very true. And instead of sea bass, it was actually catfish.
And I actually, my kid the other day actually, I'm trying to think. Oh, we had breakfast at one of the places and it was mahi. And she was like, Mom, taste this. Is this mahi? And I go, it is. It is mahi. I could tell, but it was a frozen piece. I mean, I can tell my the fish, and because I love fish, but I won't eat it in a restaurant. Usually, I want to cook it myself.
No,
it becomes, sea bass is my fave.
It becomes a little rubbery.
I know.
Well, and like yeah. people don't
especially
know
for
that
breakfast.
Sea bass will never ever be fresh unless you live over there. By the
exactly.
way,
exactly. And
they
you
have
know
to
what?
Catch
that's
fish
why I love
fly
it.
That sucker.
Yeah,
it's
that's
not
why
cheap.
I love it. Give me
yeah.
haddock from
that,
the cold waters
that
of California.
Fish that is blown,
you know, Canada.
In order to
yep.
sea
yep.
bass is a white meat. It's very good eating. Yeah.
It is
Chilean
good.
Sea bass,
and it's like bricks of it too.
You need to be in Chile though. By the way.
Yeah. yeah. Chilean so, sea yeah. bass.
A Chilean
yes.
sea bass.
Yeah.
And it has to be, it's immediately ice packed and flown. And then that's how they package it.
And that's why it's expensive.
Yep. That's why it's expensive. It's $20, $30 a pound.
And the best way to cook it, truly, it's like a brick. And you're cooking all the sides of it. You're crunching it out. And then you throw it in the oven with some like butter and white wine.
But it needs love of butter and
yeah.
oil and wine. Otherwise, yep. it'll bounce.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it's very yeah. fragile fish, but it's delightful when done right.
And I like to do the whole Asian, the sweet, sour, hot.
Oh,
I like
yeah. It needs a beautiful glaze.
Yes.
It really does.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I just use like real cane sugar mm-hmm. with some like Thai pepper.
Okay.
And then just a little soy sauce because you need that salt. Mm-hmm. Make a nice sauce and just stick that fish right on top of
it. I love hitting it with lemon and honey
yeah.
or agave.
See?
Yeah.
Sweet, salt, and hot.
Yeah.
It's always a good mix.
And then you need a good microgreen.
There
some,
you go.
You
I love microgreens. We can't get good microgreens anymore, can we?
Fresh Origins. Yes, you can.
Where?
Absolutely. Fresh Origins. You can order from them direct.
Okay.
They're
good to
awesome.
Know. Anybody?
And
anybody
they
can
source
do that?
Through. Anyone can do that. And I think they have a retail site as well as commercial. And I believe you can still get them through.
And you guys, arugula is not a microgreen. It's
no,
very
it's
tasty,
not.
But it's not a microgreen.
But there is micro arugula,
so,
and it's awesome.
So, but
it's
I went,
very peppery.
And I love it, too, and yeah. it's very peppery. But, yeah, I went somewhere, and they said microgreens, and it was like this big bowl of, and I love arugula, so I'm
yeah.
fine. You know me, when we eat a pizza,
oh,
I'm like,
gosh,
oh, cover it.
Like,
I know, I'm like, I want arugula. Have
yeah.
you ever had arugula on your pizza, Danny?
No.
Oh, you're
no.
missing it. No.
It's
you
fire.
Should see the things that we put on our pizza.
I can only imagine.
You could be singing that song. That's right. You can only imagine.
Dining with us is an adventure in itself.
Yeah, that's right. I'm like, Steph, you don't mind a little arugula on there, do you? Put a pound of it on there.
We know what they got in those kitchens. Right. Yeah. Bring out the private reserves of the goods,
that's
please.
Right. Microgreens, throw them on
we
the pizza.
Them.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Oh, there's some that are my absolute favorite, like the apple sorrels. And it's like literally like you're biting into a green apple, and it's this little tiny green, and it's so delightful. It just hits on the nose so much. It's awesome.
You can put them in my martini for all I care.
Not on a pizza, dessert pizza, yes. Now,
oh,
if you were
okay.
to do something with, like, if you're going to do, like, a pair of apples, like, gorgonzola and chicken and, like, walnuts and stuff, mm-hmm. nah, oh, yeah. No,
so, pizza, 01 or FM? Or
Mr.
you got to be in the mood, either one.
01.
01 and MFM, see?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to go both.
Yeah.
We're going to do both here.
01, well, see, FM is Americano pizza.
Yes, and they're more burrata.
And Mr. 01
yeah.
is true Italiano.
Yep.
So it's too extreme.
Mm-hmm,
so
it is.
FM, I would say FM is probably like my favorite craft, like Americano pizza.
Me too.
Because
yeah.
they're very unique boutique yeah. still.
And we can
and
get
then,
anything we want.
And then
on
my
it.
Go-to for like everyday like pizza would be like it'd be Oceanside pizza all day long.
Is it?
Yes.
So I've got to tell you, we got pizza from there the other night, but it was pizza's another thing getting a little outrageous on us.
It's getting outrageous in the back end, though, too. It's the toppings, the seasonings, the sourcing.
Speaking of Italian, though, let's say hi to our friends.
Yes, hello to our friends, Erica.
Yes.
Villa Palma.
Yeah,
Pepe,
so we ate there
Frankie.
Last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome. Just Villa Palma is, we went one day and they couldn't get us in. And this was sort of a funny story. It was the day after, no, it was the 2 days after they were here on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I came in and I said, can we get a seat? And they said, no, we're just really so busy. I go, oh, that's great. And he goes, yeah. He said, you know, we closed in Coco. And he starts telling me the whole story. And I go, excuse me, you were on my show and talked about this. And he goes, oh, geez, I didn't recognize you. And he goes, I can't get you in either.
Jackets in go mode.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
He yeah.
was in, but we did go back, and
good.
It was awesome, awesome.
Yeah, so did we. A few of my neighbors, they've all yeah. never been, and so we went and had the big round table in the corner,
oh, yes.
and we had so much fun. It was
my favorite
time.
Table, too.
Yeah, it was wonderful. Well, that's a spot we'll just have to share,
have you been there, Danny?
I haven't been there yet.
So you have to try there,
yeah,
really.
It's delightful.
Just awesome.
It's a little drive, you know.
Carbon,
it is a bit
it's
of a
worth
haul for you,
the
yeah.
drive. Carbonara, the carbonara's out of this world.
You
have
need
to
do a staycation. You got to book a hotel room right
mm-hmm.
there.
Yeah.
Do a date night out, mm. and then there you go.
So I did a staycation,
go.
Not a staycation, on an away with my Cisco thing. I stayed in Palm Beach.
Oh, yeah.
We went down
Palm
to Palm Beach
yeah.
for the day, and So I thought I was being Kim Crocker, and I'm going to use my Bonvoy points, right? 49,000 points to stay in what I thought was a posh 4.5 whatever star. They put me in one of the resorts. The, like, I always say it's like the Disney has, what is it, Wood Lake or...
Oh, yeah, so it's like one of the smaller ones.
So they put me in this
clearly
thing.
Clearly you didn't consult me because I would have guided you.
Well, you know what? I had a nice room booked, and then they said the points or something wasn't working. And 49,000 points is a good amount, basically.
$490.
Yeah, 500 bucks. So you're paying $500 for the night. Okay, that's fine because I'm just using my points. It was the worst.
Oh.
It was the worst. It was like a vacation club that you would take your family for like a month or something. You know, you carry, not that I'm a hotel snob or anything, but you carry your own luggage. You know, you walk across a parking garage to go into the elevator, and then they serve. Here's my worst pet peeve in hotels, okay? They serve drinks in plastic cups. I don't want my drink in a plastic cup ever. I don't drink in a plastic cup at home.
Yeah.
Don't serve my drink in a plastic cup. I mean, I see in an auditorium because, you know, you could throw that glass thing at somebody. We have to use plastic in the auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
But not in a hotel.
Yeah.
Don't put my drink in a plastic. Don't put a martini in a regular plastic cup. Crown Plaza, plastic cup. I actually went up to the bar and I go, I know you got a glass. I know you have a glass. Go find me a glass.
Yeah.
I'll put my martini in a martini glass.
No, I agree.
There's nothing worse than a martini in a plastic cup.
That's the only grumpy thing I have for BB's Beachside Blue. Is that
so when
my,
I haven't been there, because I can't
goes
get parking.
In plastic. I get a little grumpy.
Well, I can't do it. We have to bring our own glasses now then.
Yeah.
So, because especially a martini, as my 9-year-old told everybody on this air, she likes it shaken more than 30 times, okay? The crystallized ice, now you put it into a plastic cup? No. It's not sticking and staying. No. Why bother? Don't even shake it. Just pour it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, forget that. Pour it on the rocks then in my plastic cup.
We're going to have to get you a little martini tumbler.
I know.
I got a wine tumbler. They laugh at me all the time.
Wait,
I bring
do they
my
make it
to-go
martini tumbler? They probably do.
No, there's one that you could buy and have. Absolutely. I'm just not sacrificing. So
okay,
I definitely bring my own little tumbler. And they serve it to me, so
okay,
there's
I'm
no handling issues.
Okay,
and I'm pouring
that.
It in my cup. So
there we go. I'm doing that then. I'm bringing my own martini.
And then because they let you go and walk out on the beach, too. So
this
you can
is
just
Blue.
Go right there. Yeah.
So now I heard great things about Blue.
Oh, it's awesome. It's one of my favorite
spots. Parking there.
They have valet.
They have valet, but there was none. You had to literally park across
now
the street.
Now it's full fired up. It's valet every
day. It's fired
day.
Up.
I've even gone on a slow day.
So what's
valet.
The menu like? Let's give them a little shout out here.
It's very eclectic. I mean, you go from like your seafood fare with your tuna, your stacks, your shrimp, and then they have great dips. They have charcuterie boards.
But let's back up a minute.
Favorite.
The other day, I really wanted to just go and sit and eat and look at the waves.
Yep.
Can you do that there?
Absolutely.
Is your back to the waves?
No, you have tables staring right at the beach.
Okay, because I like that.
We always love the lower table.
What other places do we have that do that?
None. We don't.
None. What about...
There's coconuts, but coconuts, they allow smoking on
coconuts.
The patio, which is not
cool. You mean
cool.
In Cocoa
Beach.
Okay.
Luz is at a height, but you do have to go, you know, it's
so
still
in
a bar
the Crown,
restaurant.
The Crown does have, and we're going to have Sean from the Crown. He is going to come in, and I'm looking forward to that. And you can sit there at a table with plastic cup. Uh-huh. Sean, fix that plastic cup thing before you come in.
Right. Or we're going to force to
but
bring
you
our own.
Can see the waves, and I like there. Unfortunately, menu's not my favorite menu. Mm-hmm. So Blue's menu's good.
I love Blue.
Okay.
I've been more than 5 times, and I'll keep going. It's become one of my best.
All right, I'm
going
to have
spots.
To go then.
We're going to have
all right,
to go.
Next
we're
weekend.
We're going to add it to the list,
I'm going
to. My human comes in town, so we might have to go.
Oh, so this next weekend, of course, and this is out of the ordinary, but I have Gun Show Weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I have Gun Show Weekend, and at the same time, at the O'Gallick Civic Center is their rummage sale. And I want to just, because I always mess this part up, so let me just throw my glasses on here so I tell the peeps listening. Let's see here. Okay, the O'Gallick Civic Center. This is Friday, August 23rd, Saturday, August 24th, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. O'Gallick Civic Center, 1551 Highland Avenue. Check out the vendors for a great deal or something unique. Let's see. They've got the vendors. They already have them all. Their booths are already filled. But that is a two-day rummage sale inside of the Ogallik Civic Center. That's happening on Friday and Saturday. I'm going to be there personally. You can come by and buy some goods and get a Coney dog. We'll be doing Coney dogs and loose burgers and some sandwiches and stuff. We've got the big thing is we're working on is that Jimmy Buffett Day celebration. Have you heard about a little more about that? Or you've been out of town here? Because
now you're going to fill me in,
okay.
Girl.
So Sunday, September 1st, from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., Front Street Park. So right over there by the boat ramp to the right of the building, featuring the Landsharks Band. I hear the Landsharks have been a really hot Jimmy Buffett cover.
Yeah.
Food and drinks will be available. Compliments of me. I'll be in there cooking it, and we're selling food and beverage all day. You must be 21 to enter. Tickets must be purchased in person at the Ogallik Civic Center Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Tickets are $40 each. VIP parking is $10 per car. Spaces are limited. And when I say spaces are limited, you guys, these tickets are getting sold out. So definitely get into the Ogallik Civic Center. Get your tickets ahead of time so you don't miss out on this one. You can call 321-608-7400. We've had Gina on the show a couple times. We've had Nikki on the show. I'm talking about it. I think it's going to be a really, really fun time. We've got also, we've got at Wickham Park Community Center on Saturday, September 28th, 8 to 1. Vendors, another rummage sale is going to be at the Wickham Park Community Center. Now, here's the Adult Flashlight Pumpkin Hunt.
All right.
Friday, October 18th. Now, listen, we've done the Easter egg hunt. This is an adult flashlight pumpkin hunt. So I got to tell you, this one sounds
hilarious.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got my curiosity right
yeah,
now.
I'm
what's
just
this all
like,
about?
Let's see here. Bring your flashlight. It's fright. Oh, you guys, I'm.
There better be something in those pumpkins.
So
really,
this is. I'm telling you a little bit ahead of time, but it's Friday, October 18th, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Bring your flashlight and bag or basket. It's at the Crane Community Center, $13 per person. I have to tell you, we do the adult Easter egg hunt, and it is awesome. I mean, everybody walks around with the flashlight hats and stuff.
Yeah,
it's hilarious.
That's hilarious.
October 26th, we've got the Halloween Spooktacular Indoor Trick-or-Treat, which is always fun for the kids. Again, that's one that I do at the Melbourne Auditorium. We'll be talking about that more as we get closer to it.
Awesome.
So, have you been to Melbourne Seafood lately?
I have not lately.
So, let me just tell you, because Nick, you know, we always say, Nick, what's going on?
Yeah, absolutely.
Same thing. You know, we get a few words out of Nick, but this time he actually sent me pictures. We're going to put them up on the, we're going to add them to the new Facebook page that Hey Hey's working on. But on the Palm Bay Road location of Melbourne Seafood Station, they have shrimp and mahi tacos. It's Taco Tuesday at Melbourne Seafood for $12. This Tuesday thing is going to be a regular special at the Palm Bay location. I got to tell you guys, I haven't had them, but they look awesome. They really do look awesome. How about anything else? You got things that you're doing this next week with your favorite human
coming into town.
Your favorite human?
We'll probably drop in the BBs. And we do love FM, so probably go do brunch there. We love
their
Sunday brunch.
So where's he like? Where's his favorite place?
Right now, it's a hard tie between BBs, Mr. 01, and FM.
Okay, see?
And we're a creature
of habit. We go to the
same.
I know, we are.
We love our, so we try to like.
Do you look at a menu? Because you know we order the same thing also.
I mean,
it's like skewers. No. Why do I look at the menu at skewers still? Because I'm just going to order the same thing I've been ordering for 30 years.
Well, I'm kind of a brat. I kind of off menu all the time, too, because
see?
I know what those kitchens are.
You're one of them.
I know everyone.
It brings the chef
still,
up to the
so
table.
I get lucky.
So I do that, too, because at Scott's on 5th,
yeah.
I just say, just make me something.
I just tell Scott.
Just make me something.
Yeah. Feed me. Yeah. Feed me well.
Yeah.
And he
knows what I like and what I don't like. Yeah, just say, just feed me.
Yeah.
So. I might be going in there this weekend. you know, after doing my rummage sale food, yeah, I'll have to have some good food there for a day.
Oh, absolutely.
The gun show, I have to tell you, last gun show didn't have a lot of people for the first time. So I'm thinking that this gun show, because we do not have a gun show in, we have it 10 months of the year, mm-hmm. and next month we don't have a gun show. So if you want to look at your guns, get your guns before the election.
Yes. Yeah, encourage you to come out.
Yeah, we encourage you to come out. There is one the day before the election. That one will probably be very, very busy.
That one's going to be interesting.
But yes, we have the gun show coming up this weekend and lots of cool stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Uh-huh. So all the good things. We're in that weird slow time right now. So definitely everyone go pay patronage to your independent restaurateurs. You know, this is where things die down because it's back to school.
And
but they need you now more than ever. So do make sure
you
get
see all the places still closing.
Yep.
So I don't. Did you by any chance see what I wrote on Facebook? Because somebody's like, why is everybody closing? And
I responded.
And I know. And it's like right away it got political. Mm-hmm. It's about politics and it's the Democrats' fault. It's the Republicans' fault. It's like, no, it's not. This is why we need automation.
Yep.
It's the greediness. It comes down to the greediness of the employees, and then it comes down to them
lack of showing up. And restaurateurs are at the mercy of their employees.
Mm-hmm.
The cost of goods.
How do we stop that? How do we stop being at the mercy of our employees? I mean, we can't
automate
keep
it.
Firing them.
No, it's
and it's like, oh my
god, it's a generation gap, and yeah. unfortunately, because of COVID, people abandoned that industry and saw employment and jobs elsewhere,
mm-hmm. made more money.
So now we have a gap. It's about a 5-year gap of 5-10 year gap. It's going to have to cycle through this next round of high school students and college students that come through down the pipeline that don't know any better. We're going to be able to get back to where we used to be, but it's going to take time for that to cycle. And it's going to be a while. It's going to have to break that chain.
And I can tick all the servers off right now, okay, so that they either – usually they get mad and listen to me instead of stopping listening to me when I make them mad. But so on both sides, politics, and I hate talking about politics, and Danny knows I won't talk about politics. However, this is – both sides have said they're going to make it where servers don't have to tax their, where they're – tips aren't going to be taxed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great for a server, but like, what about all the rest of us?
Mm-hmm.
How come we have to pay taxes then? Because servers, and I think you know, because we've all been around restaurants, servers haven't claimed all the tips in a million years anyway.
No, but everything in the system, if we all have to pay and stay above board, so I believe servers should.
So I don't understand these things that are happening because, I don't think servers have it that bad. Stop whining. I've been doing this forever. You guys make good money.
It's change.
Yeah.
It's change.
Servers
and they're getting
make
frustrated.
Good money, yeah. though. They make people think they don't make good money.
But they used to evade taxes.
Do you know one server not making $25 an hour?
No.
No, exactly.
Unless you're in the wrong spot.
Here you go.
Otherwise.
I'm saying it out there because now all the servers are going, well, I worked and did side work for 3 hours. I'm telling you, I don't know one server in my whole life right now making under $25 an hour.
No.
And I know many making $75 and $80 an hour.
And the thing is, the side work and maintaining facility, that is your workplace.
Yes.
So take pride
exactly.
in it.
Exactly.
Take pride in your workplace because they're providing you that place to work and make that extra income, mm-hmm. by the way.
And the stupidest thing I ever saw last night was somebody saying, everybody stop coming in the last hour that the restaurant's open to eat. Hello? Yeah. Come into my place then.
We
leave
welcome
that place
you
and come
up
into
the
my
very
place.
Last minute.
You know what? If my people don't take you even 15 minutes after I close, I'm going to tell them to go home and not come back. Because I set my hours. Okay. Like, let's just put Mucha Mahalo. It closes at 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
No. Today closes at 6 o'clock. You know what? Come in at 6:05. I'm still serving you.
Yeah.
I'm still serving you.
If we haven't broken things down, you're getting bad.
And people were like, well, just stop serving it then 5. Then change your hours. Put your hours correctly.
Yeah.
It's like if you put that you're open till 6, you're open till 6. People can walk through the door at 6 o'clock or 1 minute to 6 and get something to eat. Now, do I do that?
No, I
don't.
And they should be fed and not made feel guilty.
Right.
That's wrong.
Now, I don't do that.
No.
I don't walk into a restaurant late, like right when it's getting
no, we just
close.
Shut down bars, Kim.
And so that's right. We have, and we stay late.
That, but we ask permission.
We've stayed in places like 3 hours after closing.
We ask permission,
all right?
though.
But that was the dumbest thing I ever saw, ever.
No,
any
that,
post.
That's a valid argument. You're right.
So
I
now
agree.
We're going to give these servers who are making all these dollars, they don't have to pay taxes. But, Kim, you need to pay taxes. Kim, you need to pay big-time taxes. But the servers don't need to pay taxes. We don't need to tax servers anymore.
Well, they're definitely making more money now because the percentages.
They've always made
other
money.
Tips have gone up compared to years ago.
Listen, 1995, I was a server because I told you my father made me work every position in a restaurant before he would help me. People think Daddy bought the restaurant. No, he didn't. He made me work every position, dishwasher, server, hostess, every position other than a cook. Because, I mean, obviously I went to culinary. I could cook. But I had to work every position before he would invest in me, okay? So I was a server for Shell's Restaurants, okay? And the dumbest thing anybody ever said to me was, so do you have a real job during, like, the day? I make $50 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
How much you make on your real job? Okay, so we have been making money being a server. I mean, if you're good. If you're bad, maybe you don't make money, but you get what you deserve.
There are career servers. But it is a lifestyle. Yeah.
But I can remember I'm cooking in the kitchen. One night I made 318 sautés at Shell's. 10 burners going, right? Because everything's like a sautéed pasta. All right. So I'm doing this, and I'm huffing it out, and I'm making $15 an hour in the kitchen. Mm. Servers come in going, I just got another $20 tip. Oh, I just got – we're hating them. We're hating the servers because we're sweating, making their – basically all their food so that they can make their money. And we're getting $15 an hour. So now when they tell me, oh, service, we feel so bad. You don't have to pay on your – I'm like, really? Really? Who came up with this idea?
No, I agree.
There's my political moment for the week.
It's
my political moment. Dumb. It's just dumb on both sides because both of them said it.
Yep.
And they're bragging who said it first. I was like, that just makes me angry. No, I'm not voting for either of you, any of you.
We waste time on senseless things.
Danny, you could run today and probably win. You could run for president today and probably win because it's just getting terrible.
I don't want it.
Today's the day of the independent. Please, somebody come out of the woodwork. Somebody.
Oh, it would be
anywhere.
Amazing. We need to be purple again.
So there's my unpolitical. There's my political moment for the year. I'm done. I'm off my soapbox.
Okay.
I did talk about soapboxes, though, because you know I love my soapbox. They had the first, I don't even know if it's PTO or PTA anymore, at the school. And I actually was busy. I had to get to the
parent
college.
Parent teacher organization.
But I poked my head in the door, and I did like the, you know, your fingers in front of your eyeballs and pointed back at them and went, that's right, I'm here, I'm back. I can't be at the meeting today, but don't think I'm not watching all of y'all young people.
Good.
Because we've been there, done it on my third time round. This is my third century in that school.
Your third century.
I know. My third century, all you young people, just stand
like
back.
Kim, no more kids.
That's right. Stand back.
Yeah.
That's right.
Professional.
Like, been that, done it,
yeah.
Not working.
Yeah,
that infinity loop, you guys,
I agree.
Yeah. They'll know in another month.
Oh, yeah.
When I come in, I don't have a soapbox because I'm in the restaurant. I take two milk crates, just put them stacked right on top of each other and stand right up there. I got my wood board so I don't go through the
bill.
Well,
technically, you need three because you need to create yourself a set to get on the two, okay? So
right.
Go with three this time, all right?
I'm on my soapbox.
Let's prepare this. I can't have you, like, breaking your ankle or anything,
that's
girl.
Right. That's why I got my board. That's right. They all know that I'm watching you. So is it time for What's Cooking in the 3-2-1 on WWBC? FYI from Steph, you're going to tell us.
Well, this is going to be kind of fun because you're already making a comment about their pricing. But so Oceanside Pizza is going to be Oceanside Pizza at Pints and Pistols.
Really?
So, yeah. So
okay, so that's a good idea.
So we're very excited about this partnership. They actually just put it on the
now,
public social media
today.
Let's
talk about, because Pints and Pistols has been here.
Yes.
Wonderful people, by the way.
Yes.
And we've been trying to get there. Just time-wise, we haven't been able to get there. But I definitely want to go and shoot.
Yes.
You want to do all that.
Their range is awesome. Mm-hmm. It's state-of-the-art.
But what
and
have
the
they had?
Fantastic.
Did they have a kitchen?
Oh, there's a full-on restaurant kitchen.
There's a full-on
it's
restaurant kitchen.
Fully
so
equipped. It's beautiful.
They decided against that, and they're going to go pizza.
So it's the thing is the owners, they're in business for guns and ammos and cars, Icon.
Okay.
And so on the food sector, that was something that just became a part of the shooting range. But we honestly, it's time. Time of the essence and trying to run that as well in addition to everything else. So we wanted to bring someone in that has a good vision, a successful, you know, business history,
okay. And, that's
and
a great
go-to-market
pizza.
Strategy, because in that area, there isn't a good pizza spot. Mm-hmm. And so between our state-of-the-art shop that we're going to have
now,
there.
Now, where is Pints and Pistols again? Exactly.
Oxbow Circle and Cocoa off the industry road there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's sort of hidden.
It is hidden.
Okay.
Yep. It's back to the industry road. That's where the Amazon fulfillment facility,
okay.
disbursement facility is.
Okay.
So it's there, and that's where our shop is going to be.
Okay.
Also, we'll have a showroom floor.
So you can get your car
range.
Simonized while you're in
yeah.
having a pizza
so why,
and shooting.
Why your car's getting iconized. Iconized, Kim.
Iconized.
You
I need
can,
a shirt
can
that says it. I'll write that on my hand.
A drink. And Eddie and Andre, they really do a great job. They're
okay.
amazing businessmen. It's a whole family affair, so the wives
okay.
are very involved. They're wonderful people, too.
Awesome.
And they just opened the one in Cocoa Beach. Now they have the one in Cocoa.
And I met Andre. He's very pleasant. Very
They're
pleasant person.
Beautiful
Absolutely.
People. I've been with them since day one, since I got into the
awesome.
Restaurant industry. So,
okay.
yeah. So, and then they also have Sunnyside Cafe.
And they take a lot of heat, like, because I know they make their own crust.
Yeah.
I've watched them do it, and people, like, they buy a frozen crust. I go, they do
Oh, no,
not,
it's a 2-3-day process. And
don't come in there if you have celiac disease.
Eddie,
I can tell
Eddie
you that.
Will
don't
fight
do
you
it.
On that. He,
yeah.
There is a full process. They took it upon themselves to travel and go visit the best around the country mm-hmm. to learn how to do everything, execute it correctly and the right way and from scratch. And so down to, you, we were talking about like the cost of pizza. Well, the cost of flour has doubled and tripled. And for true product, true authentic product. And when you're going, especially when you're playing with Double O, you're doing with the branded Trump's Flour. So all the different ones out there, they've escalated substantially. And then if you're only, he only uses Grande cheese. It's the best. It's the Cadillac of cheese. And they still don't use hormones. It's their own cows. It's
yeah.
a very, you know,
no, I think they're
their employees
great
have
pizza.
Been with them for 30, 40 years.
Yeah.
And they don't buy the cheap stuff. There is good, better, best. And there's below good now.
That's right.
And below that.
So and that's why I can't figure out. The other night we ordered two pizzas, $63,
mm-hmm.
$63, and they weren't even extra large. They were just large, and I said, "You got to be kidding me! We won't be back."
Yep.
It wasn't that great. I'm not going to say the name of the place because I actually like the people that have the
yeah.
place, but I'm not going back.
There's places if you're going to do it, if you're going to build it and bill it. Better have good product back.
You better
and
have
it. And, you know, and buy the
at least
$63. Yeah. It was for two pizzas and a slice because my kid wants a slice with just ham. So we get two pizzas. Yeah, $63. I said, you got to be kidding me because I know what pizza costs. Even, I mean, cheese is one of your most expensive things on it.
Well,
it's still $6 a pound.
You know,
Grande cheese.
O1 FM, they're not the cheapest out
right.
there. And they're small personal
mm-hmm.
pizzas, and you're still paying $15, $16,
yeah.
$18, $20
yeah.
for it.
But
and
it's
you don't
good.
Bat an eye.
So
but
good.
If you're getting a large, extra large pizza, and they're still like, it's tantalizing. It's got all this amazing
but
toppings on it.
But Oceanside's very
well
fair
covered.
Pricing.
I think they
yeah.
do a beautiful
they're,
job.
They've, yeah.
They're my,
they're
that's who I go to. If
yeah.
I'm not doing my
no.
boutique unique, that's
I mean, I just had
I
a really
go.
Great pizza there. I think it was $20, give or take.
Yeah, it's stellar.
Yeah, no,
yep.
it wasn't. But it wasn't $30.
But I'm like the meat lovers girl. So if
yeah.
I'm going all in, I don't mind paying for
and
it.
And you know
I'm
all about
get
that pizza the same way. But
yeah. It's consistent and great ingredients every time.
Huh?
I've worked with them on every distribution company I've had, and trust me, he still buys the best of everything he
no,
can
No, I'm
get.
With you on
so,
that.
So, yeah, and that's what
Absolutely.
I love about them.
No, I won't even tell you the place it was the other day, because, like, I've tried them a few times. You know, we used to go there all the time, and now we're not going back. We're done. We're just done.
Yep.
It's like, no, greed.
You do. You try.
Greed.
And especially if it's par product, you know, hey,
mm-hmm.
you know, check what you're delivering out to your customers.
And if you're at, like, O1, you know, brat cheese. Come on. There's some labor there. They were
oh,
love.
They
yeah.
make their own cheese.
Yeah.
They get their own
That's
curd.
What I'm saying. You got
yeah.
you pay for what
the
you get.
The only thing they buy is the curd. They do the rest. And it's stunning. It's so good every time. And you feel good after you
we
eat it.
We need to get some good cheese curd because in our new burger place, we're going to be doing Pantene.
Grande cheese Puntain. Curd. It's only the best, and that's
we're
the one you want to mess
with. Brown gravy.
No doubt. Absolutely. Yeah.
Do like the place in St. Augustine, Heavenly Fries.
Yes.
We've got like all these different fries. We've got three different kind of fries, crinkle cuts, fresh cut, and like McDonald's fries.
Better have truffle oil in there. You and I are going to have
it.
A discussion.
I know. We got it all happening.
You know.
We got it all
I
happening.
I need my truffle garlic.
I had to open without a POS system, by the way.
I know.
Because I knew you were gone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're not processing. We're processing the old way.
Well,
yeah.
We'll
We've got time.
This one.
I made the gold January 1.
Okay.
Let's not rush what we're doing.
Well, we were
Let's
rushing,
do it right.
And
we
you
were
and I
rushing.
Were going opposite directions.
But we had to count on other people also.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So this is, you know, open restaurants is hard, you guys.
It is.
I'm still waiting on inspection. Not even open yet. Waiting on inspection. trying to get it going. Listen, want to send mad love out there to Jennifer, who's been working really hard, and the kids and my family and all my staff for actually putting this week, this first week of school back in, and everybody. I know I'm doing Mr. Toad's Wild Ride to pick up my 9-year-old from 10-year-old. I forget she's 10 now. From elementary school, but it's been a crazy week.
I'm
crazy
sure.
Crazy week, yes, and we're ready to. I'm a week behind, as some restaurants that happens mm-hmm. too, because we count on other people. So by the end of this next week, I might say I'm still a week behind, yep. but we're catching up. Things are going well. Chick-fil-A is still killing it in the college. Why is that? Why is
that? Because it's
Chick-fil-A. What? I don't get it. I don't get it.
It's quality ingredients.
I don't get it. Mm-hmm. And they're closed on Sundays.
It's quality ingredients. Hey, you know, they want their day of soulless. They deserve it.
I love them.
They keep
they're next to me. We're neighbors.
It's the only place I'll get food from when I'm out on the road. And that's few and far between because I still won't even ever do fast food. But I will crumble sometimes and just get desperate and get their good chicken bites.
So no fast food at all?
No.
So I don't care for, like, I'm not the McDonald's, Wendy's. In fact, my family went to Wendy's the other day. I had a salad.
Yeah.
I'm like, give me a salad. Yeah, I can't.
I don't touch any of it.
I do one Big Mac or two a year, and then I hate that I did it after I ate it.
My exception is it's Starbucks.
Starbucks.
I'll get myself a coffee, they have that roasted tomato mozzarella little flatbread sandwich.
And
it does the trick, and it's tasty.
My mid-year, what is it, your New Year's resolution? My mid-year resolution is I have to stop going to Starbucks, like, more than once a day.
No, that you need to break that habit big time. Starbucks is a treat.
A treat. Tell that to my kids even. Every day,
it's
can we stop at Dunkin' or Starbucks?
Oh, no.
I'm like, it's a bad habit.
It's a bad
very
habit.
Bad habit.
A lot of sugar. Yeah. It adds up.
No, I'm putting everybody in my life, I'm putting you on budget, you guys.
You go.
Yeah, we're done
you
with
that. You got to teach them why they're young.
That's right.
Most important.
Even the dog wants a pup cup, all right?
Right.
We go up, they want a pup cup.
We just did that. Yeah. We were going to New Smyrna. They gave us free pup cups. My car was a disaster.
Yeah. My car's a disaster today because I've actually been to the beach like three times in the last. Yes. I needed a beach day. I just major
vitamin C therapy.
Major changes. You know, I've come through probate now, and that's
I'm
been
excited to hear all the good news.
Yep. So we're ready to move forward, and you know, you can never put the past out of your head, but we just need to find a new way to live.
No rear view, baby.
Only
move forward.
That's right.
Yeah.
Take the memories with us. Listen, I'm glad you made it today. Are you in town next week? Are we going to be here?
I think so.
Hopefully we'll be here.
We'll
I'm hoping next week is with, there's just because of scheduling and because of employees, he keeps getting called into work on the days he's coming in
such
here.
Such is life.
Hopefully we'll have either Marco or Sean from Crown Plaza. I definitely want to talk tourism and the new things going on in the beach and things like that. And last night I did the drum thing at Indie Atlantic with everybody hitting bongo drums. And,
oh, very cool.
And bringing the full moon up. Danny, nice seeing you this week. And we're going to be back right here 1 o'clock next Tuesday for What's Cooking in the 321 with Kim and Steph. Keep your calls coming in. Keep your comments coming in. If you want to be on the show, call me or Steph. Contact one of us and we'll get you on the show because we love to talk about it. Just about
everything.
Just about anything. Love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Have a great week.
Hi, fishing enthusiasts. Want to watch a local fishing show here in Brevard County in your home waters? Look no further. Go to YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show and watch all our shows ranging from freshwater to saltwater. You can leave a comment, hit that like and subscribe button, and we sure would appreciate it. Remember, YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show. God bless.